Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. We have with us today Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Specializing in health, and that's our topic for today, really. You've got another one of your Stay Strong, Stay Healthy programs coming up.
Yes, we do. My colleague Janae and I are going to offer our Stay Strong, Stay Healthy program in Osage City this summer. And so for those that don't know or want a reminder of what Stay Strong, Stay Healthy is, it is an 8-week program that's geared towards older adults and those in middle age who may be a little more sedentary. And the goal really is to help individuals stay active and improve health and quality of life through strength training. We do have some research that indicates that adults can start to lose muscle mass even as early as in their 30s. And by the time we're in our 50s, it can start to accelerate. So that loss of muscle mass can sometimes slip up on us without warning or without even realizing it. So sometimes those daily tasks like putting on socks or tying shoes or reaching to put your seatbelt on or get in and out of a chair or tucking a handkerchief in your back pocket sometimes can be a little more challenging with age or inactivity. And sometimes that ability to bend or flex or tug or pull can diminish if muscles aren't routinely exercised. So to help individuals in our Frontier District to increase their strength and improve their health overall, we're going to offer Stay Strong, Stay Healthy in Osage City at the Public Library this summer. And the program, we don't use difficult or complicated weightlifting. Instead, it's built around some simple strength exercises that help with balance, flexibility, and everyday activities as well. Those who have participated in the past have reported increases in muscle strength, the strengthening of bones, some arthritis relief, reduced stress, and improved sleep as well. So we will host the program for 8 weeks, and over those 8 weeks, we meet twice a week for an hour. And each session includes some warm-up activities. We do 8 strength training exercises that focus on the upper body and lower body. And all of those exercises can either be done seated or standing up behind a chair. And then we do some cool-down exercises. So we'll begin on June 18th, and we'll meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 11 there at the library. And our last session will be held on August 13th because we'll be skipping the 4th of July. We do provide our hand and ankle weights for participants to use throughout the class sessions. We do have a $20 registration fee. However, we do have some support through a grant through the Area Agency on Aging, and so the cost is free of charge to those who are 60 and older. So if you're interested in participating, you're welcome to contact myself or Janae in the Linden office at 785-828-4438 to register. We do have some registration forms that we ask individuals to complete before participating in the first class, so we'd be happy to work with you or help you get those forms completed. And we also have some additional information about the program posted on our Frontier District website that you're always welcome to visit as well, and that can be found at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
That sounds cool and definitely like a bargain for the small fee, everything that you get out of it. I mean, you get to take your knowledge home with you. I've seen some classes, exercise things touted as beginner friendly, and then I look at some of the poses they have you hold. I couldn't do that if you tied me in that position. Can you give us an idea of just a few of the exercises that folks will be called on to do and how you might adapt those for folks with a little less flexibility?
All of our exercises are done in and around a chair, so seated or standing up behind a chair. So one that we will do maybe standing up behind the chair is a bicep curl for upper body strength. And we also do a wide leg squat for lower body strength as well. We do that from starting in seated position to standing up. And then another one we do is a toe stand where you're standing up behind your chair that focuses on balance. And so you stand up, start standing with your feet flat on the ground, and then we do a 6 count. So you go up on a 6 count up on your toes and then come back down to the floor, which really helps and focuses on balance. And we encourage individuals to increase in weights over the 8 weeks, but we also have some that don't use any weights at all and still see throughout those 8 weeks and still see some benefits from participating and doing those exercises on a regular basis. We try to help individuals modify exercises as we go because the idea is really to help people to be active and try to provide some different ways that we can do that. So,
Okay, so none of this put your ankle next to your ear and breathe through your belly button kind of stuff.
They're all very, very simple and things that you can do in and out of the chair. So, yes.
Not only stuff that you can do, but stuff that you can keep up with.
Absolutely. And that's the intent. The goal is that over those 8 weeks, you'll be able to build a habit and then continue to do those exercises after the classes is over. And we also will encourage you to do those exercises on a third day of the week to kind of help you get started in that habit, as well as to continue doing them after the classes conclude.
Sounds like a winner. Let's have the sign-up information one more time for anybody who missed it earlier on.
You're welcome to contact the Linden office at 785-828-4438, and Janae or I will be happy to help get you registered, because we do have some forms to complete to get started. So
very cool. And hopefully we'll be talking about this again as we get closer, because making sure nobody misses out. But thank you for the heads up. This sounds like, along with the others, this is going to be a great thing.
Looking forward to it. So.
All right. Outstanding. Well, thank you, Chelsea, and we will be talking to you again soon, okay?
Righty.
All righty. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritazine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.